Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kham. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Swanson catches it and throws to first to double up Koenig. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball four. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dugan. Cecil moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive to left field. Musel throws towards the infield. Pipgras fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pipgras. Cecil scores. Krause moves to third. Faber moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Krause scores. Faber scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-1 in the game. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Swanson moves to second. Hank Johnson now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Clancy catches it and steps on first to double up Bengo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-1 in the game. Krause hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Krause settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Krause. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dugan hits a line drive towards short. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Faber hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Faber. Johnson moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and moves to third. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Benny Bengo. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hammock pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Dugan moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dugan scores. There goes Hamak trying to get to third. Ma still throws the ball in to Kam, who tags Hamak for the out. It's 7-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dickey now catching. Will Seymour now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a line drive towards the mound. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-4 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Falk steals second. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Kam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dugan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Ma still is chasing the ball. Dugan rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Wilsey Moore. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.